This episode of The Right Gear is made possible by my patrons. Thank you to everyone who is backing me on Patreon.com. You all are the best, and you make this and all my other projects possible. I really appreciate you. If you would like to join those Patreon backers, of whom I'm so appreciative, you can do so by going to patreon.com/ktempestbradford. The Right Gear, episode 15. Evernote for Writers, number 2. Writing in Evernote. Hello, and welcome to The Right Gear on Hologram Radio, a podcast for writers that's all about the digital and analog tools we use to write. From computers and apps to pens and journals, we explore them all. I'm your host, K. Tempest Bradford, science fiction and fantasy author, freelance technology journalist, media critic, and lover of gel pens. Last episode, I talked about Page Camera and how I use it for keeping a digital record of my handwritten notes and journal entries. Plus, I use it to capture pages of books I'm using for research. This week, I'm going to talk about doing actual writing in Evernote. When I first put out the call asking for authors to talk to me about how they use Evernote, I expected them to say something about using it for keeping notes or how they use it for research or maybe even outlining. But several authors mentioned that they sometimes write prose in the app, which surprised me. I asked a few of them to talk to me about how and why they write directly into Evernote and the advantages and disadvantages they face in doing so. We're going to hear from M.K. Hobson, a podcaster and speculative fiction author, and Aude Conon, a bilingual French and English writer who is also a journalist as well as a novelist and short story writer and a playwright. You'll also hear a bit from Jamie Todd Rubin, who was, up until recently, Evernote's paperless ambassador. So get a pen and paper, or open the app, and get ready to take notes.
A lot of times I'll be into a chapter and, you know, I'll have a scene that, you know, I have to leave for work, I have to get going, and I'll want to continue the scene. I'll copy part of it. I also use Google Drive for this a little bit, but I'll copy part of it and I'll work in Evernote.
M.K. Hobson was one of the first writers to pop up to say that she used Evernote as a place to actually work on her drafts. She likes it better than Google Drive.
It seems to sync a lot better. I mean, I've lost things when I've edited them in Google Drive, as like in Google Docs, as opposed to when I edit them in Evernote. It seems really, really super reliable. I don't think I've had note conflicts before in Evernote, but I don't think I've ever lost anything, which is hugely important if you're like trying to write on the fly.
Hobson mainly uses Evernote on her smartphone, and with all the apps, there is a background sync function that saves work as you go. Unlike the desktop apps or even using it via the browser, Evernote Mobile doesn't sync every few seconds or even as close as every 5 minutes. For instance, on Android, the most frequent sync setting is 15 minutes. While you type, the mobile app saves what you're writing to a local cache and then will sync it up when the schedule hits. If you want to be sure that your note's saved, you have to tap the checkbox at the top of the screen, which ends the editing session and puts you into view mode. There's no save button per se. However, even when you don't hit that checkmark, the mobile app will sync whatever is in your note when the scheduled time comes. And you can also manually make it sync just to be safe.
The other problem that you will have is if you use Evernote on your computer as well as on your phone, as well as on, you know, a bunch of different devices, just like with Google Drive. Like, I've had situations where I'll work on a note on my computer, and then if I leave it open and then I go, you know, open it on my phone, I'll get a note conflict because it's kind of like, well, you have that open over here. Which one do you want me to use? And so then, but it has pretty good tools and functionality, it seems like, for resolving note conflicts. It doesn't automatically decide for you which note you want. It will make you about 8 copies of the same note and let you decide, like, well, of these, which is the one do you really want to keep? And then you can go through and you have to do a little bit of the manual work to delete them yourself, but as a writer, would much rather have more stuff to choose from than have the program try to guess and give you less.
As far as the writing process goes, Hobson prefers Evernote to Scrivener for a variety of reasons, the biggest being that Scrivener makes it too easy for her to catwax, in her own words.
My writing process has actually changed quite a bit over the past few years, especially since we've gotten all these new tools. So Evernote, I find, is really, really great for being quick, reliable, lightweight. If I need to take a note, I want to just do it and know that it's going to get stored somewhere. You know, it's like a great scratch pad. What I like Google Docs for is if I'm going to sit down, I know I've got a good, either a good Wi-Fi connection or a good Ethernet connection. And I actually do most of my chapter work in Google Docs because it saves to the cloud. And I can also do most of my formatting. Because, you know, if you're writing a whole chapter and you know, you can do some formatting in Evernote, but you can't do styles. And you kind of like to have some of those things at your fingertips. The other thing I like about Google Docs that you can't do in Evernote is if I write a chapter in Google Docs and then I want to go back later and edit it and put comments into it, I like to actually go back when I'm, you know, revising things and put a comment on a sentence saying this is a stupid sentence or something like that. Or I'll put in comments from my writer's group or something like that. I just use Google Docs in a different setting. And typically it is when I do have good connection, because you're right, it can get pretty slow and it can be kind of unreliable sometimes. And it's a pain if you want to work on something and you don't have it synced on your computer and you don't have connection.
Aude Conon feels the same way about Evernote as a writing tool. It's good for on the go, but not as a fully fledged editor.
I do write on Evernote when I can't use the notes app on my iPhone. I'm a master procrastinator, so I know that when I'm on my Mac, I need to write Evernote on my phone. I know that I'm going to be focused on writing because the screen is so small, you can't multitask, that's impossible. So actually, I write on Evernote, but really, when it comes to quick notes or when it comes to really things that don't need loads of research, because it wouldn't be useful for me to write on Evernote because, well, it's not really anywhere a writing software, and it's really more for my research, and also because there's less features that are really useful in terms of writing. I mean, when it comes to writing, I need, well, when it comes to scripts, which I'm mainly writing at the moment, I need flashcards, I need a dictionary, I need all these things that are not available on Evernote. It wouldn't be practical to write on it.
From everyone I talk to, it seems that Evernote is a good place to get words on the page when you're out or just when you don't need all the trappings of a full word processor. You just need a place to lay down words. And copy-pasting a chapter or story in progress into a note before you go out, well, it isn't quite as seamless as this having everything synced to the cloud in the app that it works in, right? But it does give you access to your writing on almost any platform. Now, Scrivener can sync to some mobile note-taking apps, but that only still works with the Mac version, and it seems to mostly work on iOS note apps. And I think even that might be phased out in the future. I also like that Evernote Sync is more reliable than Google Drive in some instances. And just as an app, it is faster as well. Many, many times I have rage quit a Google Doc because it was lagging way behind my typing. I've never had that problem in Evernote on the web or in the mobile apps. However, if you do like and use Google Docs for writing, there's another way that you can incorporate Evernote into your workflow, courtesy of Jamie Todd Rubin.
While I didn't write directly in Evernote, I had a set of scripts that I used from where I did write that would send my daily writing to Evernote and highlight any changes from the previous day so that I had sort of an ongoing record of, on any given day, I could tell you exactly what I wrote or what I changed or anything like that. And that occasionally proved useful, if for nothing else than for learning purposes.
There's a link to this script in the show notes. It takes some tech savviness to set up, yes, but you only have to do it once. I'd like to thank MK Hobson, Aude Conon, and Jamie Todd Rubin for sharing their Evernote experiences. You will be hearing from all of them again in this series as we get into more Evernote topics. Check the show notes for links to their websites and, in some of their cases, their published work, which is all really great. You should definitely, definitely click and read. If you want more tips and insight into Evernote immediately, Jamie's website will be of particular interest. He's written a ton about Evernote over the years. On the next episode, we're going to talk about tips and tricks for organizing in Evernote. This is where some folks get overwhelmed, as there are a lot of choices and paths. Hopefully, I can help you navigate that, whether you're a super organized person already or someone who struggles with it. If you don't want to miss that episode, Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We're listed on iTunes and Google Music, or you can go to www.therightgear.com to grab the link to the RSS feed, which you can plug into any podcatcher you use. You can also go there to listen to past episodes, find the show notes, and leave feedback. Also, if you like this podcast, may I make a small request? Please leave a rating on iTunes, if you use iTunes, and tell the world why you like us. Or you can follow the podcast on Twitter at RightGearCast, on Facebook as The Right Gear, and even on Google+, if that's your jam. You can leave a comment or tweet a message at me on any one of those platforms. I look forward to hearing from you. One other benefit of subscribing is that you don't miss out on the special promotions that pop up here every now and then, such as this one. If you head over to penchalet.com, that's PENCHALET.com, then click on the radio/podcast button at the very top of the page, and then enter the special code RIGHTGEAR in the box, and that is, of course, WRITEGEAR, you can get 10% off your order. Why go to penchalet.com? Because you can find all manner of lovely fountain pens, including the Platinum Preppy, which is my favorite, the Noodler's Creeper that pen aficionado Richard Manning likes, or the Pilot Knight, which you can snag for a special price. This discount is available through the end of May. I'm Kay Tempest Bradford, and I challenge you to write at least 100 words on your current work in progress on your phone. The Right Gear podcast on Hologram Radio is written and edited by yours truly and produced by head hologram Alex Knight. Our logo was created by Cosper Ashley Emma and made colorful by hologram Michael Norton. Our theme music, Kill Your Darlings, was composed by Steve Combs.